This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're all having a glorious week. All right. Check out Bonzo Pool at bonzopool.com. Check out everything 93.7 The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Check out everything Carriker Chronicles at CarrikerChronicles.com. The show comes back this Sunday night at 6 p.m. Central Time. YouTube, the website. And honestly, I just joined TikTok. Holy Moses Malone. I resurrected my almost dead Instagram account. I'm on X. I'm on Facebook.
Look at YouTube you go.
As well.
Look at you.
What'd
go.
You say?
Look at you go.
Oh, man.
Look at you. That's evolving. Okay.
I have zero followers and zero posts. Actually, I think I just put out a short at like noon. I scheduled it. So hopefully it went out while we were talking or wrestling.
There we go.
But you can find The Ticket everywhere in the Carriker Chronicles. Easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. Soon to follow. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, hold on. I got to hold your feet to the fire on this Austin at 8 thing. All right.
Yep.
That dude. Okay. Vince McMahon has called him the single greatest superstar in the history of wrestling. He has sold more merchandise than anybody else in the history of wrestling. Almost single-handedly with the storyline of the Mr. McMahon storyline saved the WWF from going out of business. The Monday Night Wars completely turned because of him from WCW and some stupid things that WCW did, but from WCW to WWF. Now, my argument, because I have Stone Cold much higher on my list, where mm-hmm. he should be, but I don't have him number one. My argument for not having him number one has simply been he didn't do it for as long as some other people. Okay, other people did it much longer at the height. Okay, he did it for a long time, but at his peak, it wasn't as long as some other folks' peak. And I know he started out as a heel and then turned into the anti-hero babyface. But when he tried to go back heel, it fell flat on its face, unlike when Hogan revolutionized pro wrestling helped revolutionize it by turning heel himself. But having him at 8 is crazy to me. You've got to help me out with who you have ahead of him and why he's at 8.
Well, because I remember stunning Steve Austin. I remember long hair, pretty boy Steve Austin. I remember him in the NWA when he was a middle of the card guy. I remember those things.
Ringmaster.
Yeah, like I remember those things. I remember the shoot and miss. Which is why the only reason I don't have Mick Foley in the top 10, right? It's literally the only reason why, because I can talk about pro wrestling and miss. I put him in Bob Backlund stratosphere. Like that's craziness, right? That, I mean, again, we can rattle off a list of 12 who are in the same space as Stone Cold, Bret Hart being amongst them, right? Because, I mean, Shawn Michaels, like they literally created masterpiece moments and had masterpiece feuds over several years. So elevating him doesn't make as much sense to me as some of the other people that are ahead of him. That's all. That's all that was. And it's not a slight. It's not a slight because the reality
is. Would you say that to his face?
Yeah.
He would slap you. And
yeah. I would just have a beer with him. Like that's.
Are you sure? I think he'd stun you.
Yeah. I'd take the stunner. Like I'd fully take the stunner because in that space, I have John Cena at 7. I have Cena at 7.
There's an argument to be made for that. Okay, why'd you put Cena ahead of him at 7?
Well, because culturally, taking it outside of the ring, you still have to build it from the outside in. And Cena was better at it than Stone Cold. Iconic.
How so?
Because he's the greatest marketable wrestler. He has been in more hospitals, more ICUs, more homes across the country, making fans and making moments than any wrestler in history. As a matter of fact, more than any celebrity in history. That he's done more foundational things where he's appeared for young people in need, people at the end of their life, people that were at Make-A-Wish Foundation. John Cena's that dude. So, I don't know. You can't really put them in the same space when it comes, like when it's wrestling. But Cena's rivalries line up just as well. But I remember, again, Cena, you know, Thugonomics had its place. He walked in and took on Kurt Angle and he came through with Batista and Brock Lesnar and outperformed them, outlasted them, out excelled them. That's why he's ahead of them. Like Batista and Lesnar should be a part of the conversation. But the reality is Cena and Austin deserve a little more credit.
So you're not going to believe this. You have Cena at 7.
Mm-hmm.
I have Cena at 7.
There we go.
And I'm looking at this list.
There we go.
Have put absolutely no credibility into. Mm-hmm. They have John Cena at 7. It's a clean sweep.
There we go.
John Cena is the 7th greatest wrestler.
Yep.
In the history of pro wrestling. Now, I think he gets knocked, and I've talked about this in the past, so I'll keep it short today. I think he gets knocked because it was the get the F out, and
yep.
They were going towards a younger audience and towards kids, and that made a lot of adults angry, mostly the adult males,
yep.
Which is why you had the, let's go Cena. Cena sucks, and that's why the voices were so different in that chant. But I've said time and again, I think that hurts him and how some people view him. But what he did with what he was asked to do, I've always said it was absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
And you make a great point. He came in that same class with Lesnar, who's done pretty well. Basically, the only thing that holds him back is the part-time thing.
Yeah.
And Orton, who was maybe the most physically gifted
yep.
wrestler of all time. Shawn Michaels, Orton, guys like that.
Yep.
All guys with high expectations. Batista, and if you go back and look at what he looked like in OVW, oh my God, he scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Okay, and Cena outperformed them all. I have no problem, obviously, with Cena at 7 because that's where I put him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, at number 6. Mm-hmm. Now, this was probably the third guy. I said I had a hard time with Andre the Giant, Bruno Sammartino, because there's an argument to be made for both those guys at number 1
mm-hmm.
or at number 11, which is where I had Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this next guy's tough because he's, hint, hint, electrifying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's a great heel. He's a great face. Mm-hmm. He was...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At the peak of his run, the top guy in the WWE, WWF, he had great rivalries with Stone Cold and many other wrestlers. Triple H, who he still best buds with, ha-ha, to this day.
Yep.
Then he went off to Hollywood and took his life and career to the next level. And anytime he comes back, it's just a wow moment. The only reason I don't have him higher is kind of similar to Brock Lesnar. Okay. Brock took more time off and would come and go more often. Was Rock, while he was still kind of in his physical prime, went to Hollywood. So to me, that's the only thing that knocked him down a little bit from a pure wrestling ranking standpoint in my mind. But who do you have at six, DP?
At six, I'm going to blow your mind here, but I agree. I had Rock at six. But because, I mean, his mic skills were so elite. And there's so much of him still in the texture of pro wrestling. And no matter what alliance, no matter what level you're wrestling as a pro, you've got some Rock in your game. You've got some Rock in your personality. You've got some Rock in it. Lesnar falls out of the 10 because he didn't have that personality. He really never sold that part. He didn't have to because he was that good. But Lesnar, and let me give a little bit more credit to the Big Show, because he falls in that category as well. That if they had crossed over on Mike and done a little bit better, they would be a part of it. The Rock was simply too good. He was too good.
I agree. Even though he had more years left in him in the WWE and he went off, you know, to make movies, God forbid. He was just so freaking good. And he comes back and he's just so freaking good. He overshadowed Roman Reigns. Whether they intended to or not, he did, which is just insane to me. All right, at number six on this list, they have Ric Flair. Okay, I guarantee he's higher on your list.
Yeah,
I know
he is.
He's higher on my list.
Yes, he is.
At number six.
He is.
At number five. All right. Then this on their list I'm looking at, it depends on what you're emphasizing. If you're emphasizing pure wrestling, I can see why you have Bret the Hitman Hart at five. I felt pretty generous putting him at 10, and I say that with all due respect when I say generous. At five, I have Ric Flair. And it's only because, I mean, one through five, the names were easy. I mean, they just rolled off my tongue. Other than Bruno, I had to debate, where do I put Bruno? But he's in my top five. But the other four, including Ric Flair, were just like, boom, boom, boom. These are my four. Bruno's in here. This is my five. How do I rank them and order them? And so that was the only challenge for me with the top five, was how do I rank them? But I have Flair at five. Who do you have, my friend?
I have Undertaker at five.
All right.
I have Undertaker at five because I can imagine Taker against anybody else in the top 10. And I would have him as the favorite and the ticket seller for most of those. That I could see him against Austin. I can see him against Rock. I can see him against Backlund. I can see those things. I can see him against Cena. It makes sense that from a sellability place, from a marketing place, from a character profile base, that he had options that otherwise. And yeah, I remember early Undertaker, but still, five seems to be the right place for me, in that I battled because I literally was either have him at 11, like I literally jumped 5 and 11. Between Undertaker and Dusty Rhodes. And I literally I could have put either of them there. Mm-hmm. And ultimately I just said, okay, Taker for life after it. I like what Taker's doing.
I mean, let's be honest. We're not splitting hairs. We're splitting hairs and then we're trying to split them again when we're talking about these guys and where we're ranking them. I had Undertaker at four.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason I had Taker slightly ahead of Ric Flair is when they had their match at WrestleMania, the entire buildup to that, to me, was I kind of knew Taker was going to win, and I just felt like Taker was the bigger star. And that one buildup to that one match at Mania, maybe I put too much emphasis on it, but that's the time I got to see him go head-to-head. I felt like it's Taker, and all day it's Taker in this match coming up, albeit Ric Flair, you know, is a little bit older at that point in time. But that's kind of why I had Taker ahead of Flair after splitting hairs and then splitting it again. When you talk about The Undertaker, one of the greatest debuts in pro wrestling history. I think Kane's got one of the greatest debuts in 97 Hell in the Cell, ripping the door off the cell. It's gotta be Kane.
Yep.
Like The Undertaker's debut was phenomenal. He did it for 30 years. You got the streak at WrestleMania. McMahon's greatest creation was the Undertaker character. So I've got him at 4. All right, the list, they've got The Rock at 4. Okay, so who do you have at 4, DP?
Ha, ha, ha. They have Rock at 4. Go okay. Figure that they have Rock at 4. Play along. At 4 for me, I have Hulk Hogan. I have Hogan at 4, and rightfully so, right? That everybody in this stratosphere is iconic, and could have been the GOAT. Like, I mean, I think any of the 10 could have been the GOAT, if you really want to be honest. But the reality is that if I had to build it and then go, okay, Hogan, I saw matches with Flair at Apex. I saw matches of him against Andre when Andre was the number one. I saw matches. I saw Hogan stare down Bruno. So it made sense for me to kind of put him. It was either 4 or 3, and I went with 4.
All right, ladies. Oh, one other thing. I'm sorry. The whole Austin thing. McMahon called him the greatest superstar of all time. Ric Flair. Oh, I think it was at one of the Hall of Fame inductions goes, I'm sick and tired of saying Hogan's the greatest of all time. It's Austin. You know, obviously, because there was no rivalry of bad blood between Flair and Hogan.
At all.
You know, not to go back in our conversation. I apologize, DP. I'm just a little surprised by that.
No, but enjoy it.
Go ahead.
It's why we have the conversation. And again, for you folks on the text line, thank you for your text. And you're right. We have people that ask, you know, where's Jack Briscoe? Where would you put? There are different ones in play. And you're not wrong. I love the texters who add their. So y'all can text in your 5 just for our reference sake, because it's not easy. And Bach, you're not off the hook. You only get 5. When we come back, you give your 5.
All right.
You're not off the hook, bro. You can't sit here and just laugh at me and Adam.
Oh, he's laughing off camera.
Oh, he really is.
When we come back, Bach gives his top 5, and DP and I give our top 3 in this list that we're for some reason still paying attention to, gives its top 3. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.